code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 21st of December 2009. For the newcomers out there, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's the main website. Scroll down, bookmark the other sites I have up there because sometimes the big ones get pulled and I have to spend 2 or 3 weeks reloading them back up again. If you have these other sites bookmarked, you can get the latest shows downloaded when this happens, and it will happen again. Now remember, these are the official sites. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The Sentinel site is a European site. It's all the same audios for download. You can also have a lot of transcripts downloaded for prints up of these talks that I've given in the past. And you can choose from the various languages of Europe. Now remember, you are the listeners, you're the audience, you bring me to you 5 nights a week. I'm not backed by a foundation, not backed by any corporation selling anything. The ads on the show that you hear are paid by the advertisers right to RBN. I've got nothing to do with it. And that pays for the airtime, it pays for their staff and their equipment and their bills. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can do so by buying the books and discs I have for sale on the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can pay from the US to Canada by personal check or by international postal money order from the post office. You got to stress international to them. It's a kind of orangey color check they give you. They're not the pink one. The pink one's internal. Or I should say the green one's internal only. Pink is obviously for international. We're all communists now. So you can use a pink one to Canada, and you can use Western Union or PayPal. You can also buy the books through PayPal. Just send a separate email to me along with the PayPal donation. And outside the Americas, it's the same thing. Western Union, MoneyGram's an option as well. PayPal or cash. Some people just send cash, and that cuts out the podgy guy with the triple chins. Sometimes they've got more after the last bailout, and he's got a $5,000 suit on. It's up to you how you want to do it, but that keeps me going. For those who get the disc burned and passed to them at meetings, don't use computers, then you can write to me at Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estair, Ontario, Canada. Estair is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Estair, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. And that's out of the way for the moment. But it's really important you keep me going. Everyone expects everyone else to do it, and of course nothing happens then. That's the way of human nature. I keep saying we're the generation that don't have to guess what the future holds. Previous generations, especially up into the early 1900s, had to guess what was planned by the big, big, powerful movements that were writhing in a cauldron, basically all competing with each other for a world order. And we don't appreciate that, how huge these big organizations were, many of them revolutionary in nature, funded, of course, by the big banking boys, because that's how you get change, and apparently change is good. And they were fomenting revolutions across the world to bring in a standardized world. And lots of ordinary people would join. You know, the masses always join, and they need the masses to get the new system in, thinking it was a good thing. If you were part of the masses, then you might have joined yourself. And I'll go on with that when I come back from this break after these messages.
Hard- Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just mentioning there how if you don't understand the big, massive, well-coordinated movements of the 1800s that were across the world and all through Europe mainly, and that's where they're fomenting all the revolutions, to do with Marxist ideas. There were anarchists tied in there, different branches and so on, but you find common threads through them all, and they vaguely had an idea, at least at the bottom ranks, where they were going. The bottom ranks always get a different version from the ones at the top, the ones who are doing the organizing, but it's good enough for the ordinary people. That's how it seems to be down through history. And they helped bring in revolutions across the world. And even then, at that time, they were talking about a world society. Ideas that come out of the minds of various theorists and even scientists and even some churchmen as well. They came forward talking about the inevitable globalization of the world under some sort of wonderful utopic system. And, of course, we've never had utopia. Utopias don't happen on Earth. It can only be utopic for a few at the top. And indeed, even in the past, it's been like that. Look at the standard of living the pharaohs and the nobility had thousands of years ago. Incredible. Lots of parties, too. And they drank beer all the time. That was a national drink. But for the ordinary people, of course, it was a different kettle of fish. And they weren't getting any fish at all, in fact. They weren't even allowed to eat the pharaoh's meat. The cattle. You could get occasional fowl here and there, but they weren't allowed to eat beef because you never allow the public or the people who are working for you, the slave population, to have a high-protein diet and lots of minerals and things that they need, because you want to keep them pretty dumb and stupid, but just healthy enough to do their work. So these sciences were understood thousands of years ago. And back to these revolutions. The revolutions never stopped throughout the 20th century even. Indeed, the world wars were all part of it to bring in a global society. You cannot have big players writing books about bringing in a world society and the need to bring in a world society with the whole doctrine of how it would be run. You can't have that published before a world war, especially when you say in your books you need a world war to make it happen. And bingo, you get your wish. If that was the case, we could all make wishes for a future society and it would all come true, like the movies. But that's not how it happens. It takes big money, coordination, incredible organization to pull off these agendas. And the big players, as I say, publish the fact they would need great catastrophes to bring in a world society, including wars, maybe a giant conflict. They got World War One, and out of that they got the League of Nations. That was meant to bring the world to their knees with the war, and the League of Nations was going to end up as a savior and distributing the wealth of the world across the world, supposedly, from the bankers from these countries to their cousins in the other countries. That's how the distribution of wealth goes, you see. And they also needed a Second World War when that wasn't enough. And big players who attended these meetings, attended the Fabian Societies, for instance, wrote about it and the need for a World War II to end sovereignty altogether. Many others did as well. In fact, I have books here written during World War II of many of the big players involved in the think tanks of their day and the intelligence services, the national intelligence services of their day as well, printing books during World War II with the whole end of World War II laid out. Some of the books were written in 1942, some 43, but they said they'd eventually carve Berlin up and keep it apart for maybe 70 years if need be, till a whole generation grew up on one side, never knowing the history, the full history of themselves or past, or the full history of the other. And these people worked in the U.S. government that printed these books. Everything's planned ahead. Everything's planned ahead. The whole divvying up of Europe into the communist societies, the blocs that ended up being part of the Soviet Union, was all decided at the Yalta conferences. Whole countries were given away. As a sort of a chessboard, not between competitors. The chessboard's always been to put those from those who rule to the rest of the population to keep you in the blinded, basically, as to where they're going or the whys. It's so convoluted. Often at times you don't know who are the good guys, who are the bad guys, until you eventually understand they're all the same. This is the same club that runs the world. Conflict, remember, is how you bring change. And when you plan the conflict and you plan the opposition to the conflict, you plan the outcome, and it's the outcome that you're after all along. That's how the world has always been run, at least for the last 500 years, I'd say, maybe longer. The strategies of war, of course, are ancient, going back thousands of years, but the actual techniques of getting masses of people to do something for your bidding, really, for your cause, thinking they're fighting for another cause, is pretty spectacular, and that really came out into a fine art in the late 1800s. A small minority can dominate whole nations by promoting freedom and the end of poverty, that kind of stuff. It doesn't take many to do it. They say all the right things, they stir up the obvious injustices, but of course they have a completely different goal at the top than the one they're promoting to the public. Nothing has changed with that. Same with this global warming scam. There's so much documentation out there on the planning of catastrophes, and at one time the same people at the United Nations was promoting the coming ice age. It was in all the big magazines of his day, all the scientific reports from experts telling us we'd had it, we're going to global freezing. They even talked about scattering thousands and millions of tons of soot on the North Pole to try to warm up the North Pole to stop global freezing. No kidding, that was back in the 70s. But, of course, the weather didn't go along with them, so they had to change it. And it's so beautiful, so Orwellian, how they can change in mid-stride into a completely opposite theory and promote that as though it had always been the theory. That's a technique that Orwell describes in 1984. But they did it. And it's all a con, again, to bring us into this great world socialist system where a tiny minority will rule over an entire planet and live like kings and queens have never lived in the past, at the highest level of technological achievement and medicine and wealth, as you could never imagine. And the rest will all be tiered down like a pyramid system, a mass of bureaucracy in the middle, and all the masses at the bottom, run in a communistic fashion of social necessity. That means that under social necessity, and that the UN has all this stuff in their charters, you won't get born unless they need you to serve their system. And that's not, I'm not kidding about that either. But we get so used to something, it's kind of, I've given the instance before where a bunch of wild boars were, they escaped in a state in the U.S. And they tried everything to catch these wild boars. Nothing worked until eventually got one guy in who said, I can do it, but I'll need maybe a month. And they said, okay. And he literally drove his half-ton truck up with various grains in it and hay and all the rest of it and greens that these things loved. And dumped it off. He drove to the horizon, basically, and watched them at a distance. And then he did the same thing the next day. And he kept doing this until he could stay closer and closer to them. And they got used to seeing him. And they lost all fear, you see, because he was familiar to them, just like the UN is familiar to us. And we take it all for granted now, even though it's a foreign entity. In fact, it's a strange entity. It's not even a country. It's a private organization. And eventually he started putting stakes around them and dropped the stuff off, put the stakes in, a few more stakes every day, and then fenced them in on the last time. Just fenced them in, leave them an exit. The very last day he just put the last part of the fence in, and there they were. That's how you do it. Incrementalism and familiarity. This thing seems to represent no danger now, hasn't harmed us yet, so it's all right. You see? And that's exactly how the United Nations has been set up. We've all been accustomed to the name, the term, through little bits that came out of the news over many, many years. And we've even been given all the charity stuff, like junior soldiers handing out chocolates to children, that kind of PR stuff that they've been doing since World War II. And it's pure PR. But many people think that's what the UN's all about, soldiers going out to hand food out. No kidding. The PR can be wonderful. When a soldier goes off to a country with, and he's armed to the teeth with grenades and flak jackets and machine guns, he's a soldier. You cannot call him a peacekeeper. He is a soldier. He's trained to go over there and kill and achieve objectives by killing, not to hand out chocolate to little children. Double speak, double think. Everything is hidden by terminology changes. So simple to change the idea or the perception by changing the terminology. It's like war is peace, freedom is slavery, all these terms that Orwell used. But yeah, they're going to keep the peace. If you want someone to keep the peace, you send in the Salvation Army and white flags. That's what you send in. And you can hand out hot soup or something. I'll be back with more of this after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watts and we're cutting through the matrix. Just again, I'd like to touch on a little bit of events that have led up to the present to show you where we are, how we got here, who's behind it basically, where they're going with it, and how they use what I call conology to bring us all to where they want us to be. Conology is a science of conning people, the confidence trickster. It's so imperative in a confidence trick the victim must believe and participate in his own trick. You see, he's tricked, but he must participate in it, thinking all the way that he is making his own decisions and making his own choices right to the end when he realizes he's just been ripped off. That's how a confidence trick works. You need the participation of the victim. And that's how the world is run, especially when it comes to freedom. The big boys who always shouted about freedom and equality were confidence tricksters. They needed the masses to get them where they wanted to go. Once they're in power, of course, they're most despicable tyrants the world has ever seen in the past, a la the Soviet Union, or will see anywhere else on the planet. And they slaughter, like you would not believe, once they're in power. They always depopulate, always depopulate. And all those at the bottom think that help them get there think, well, they'll leave us alone because after all, we're the workers. We're the ones they're on about. They want to help. It's a worker's paradise. Well, you have to go back even to the French Revolution because they weren't just chopping off the heads of nobility and people who objected to this particular new system. They were also killing off the peasantry in the different areas, the provinces of France, the ones they said were surplus. They always do that. They always go for the peasants that can grow their food, especially the ones who may be poor by other standards but are totally self-sufficient. They slaughter them. They would put them on boats and sink them, for instance. That was a popular sport with the liberators of the working class. And in the Soviet Union, of course, we know the same thing happened there. About 7 million died, maybe 10 million died with the first starvation because they killed off all the little peasant farmers. And they wanted to get the state in control of farming. But the problem was they killed off pretty well anyone who knew how to do it. And then they went into the Ukraine, did the same kind of thing. While they were exporting the grain of the Ukraine and killing off millions by pure starvation, that's in the Soviet story. People should get that video if they can. And that was by the orders of Stalin. That's what they're like. They're horror shows. And the people at the bottom are stunned because you can't... Well, wait a minute, this whole thing was for us, wasn't it? The ones at the bottom. Oh, foolish man, eh? Oh, foolish man. That's what Weishaupt kept saying. Oh, foolish man, what can you not be made to believe? And he was talking in reference to the mystery of religion. He says, you need a good mystery to pull people in. That gets the members in. You never give them a truth to it or an answer to it. Just keep the mystery going. But he also said, what can you not be made to believe? It's the same thing as Lord Bertrand Russell, amazing guy, participated in all these world events to bring in this world socialist system. This guy was a hereditary lord, a British lord. And he was the head of so many foundations, or at least the one, the spokesman for them. You can't keep up with them all. He worked for the United Nations eventually. He worked setting up the League of Nations before World War II. He went over to China to teach in universities to bring in the concept of communism. He was teaching communism before there were communists in China. During World War II, he worked for MI5 as a propagandist. You see, all those people definitely wanted rid of the Nazis with a passion. And they all came together and went into MI5. Then he was back into his Ban the Bomb stuff. He was the head of the biggest organization for peace, as they called it. He advocated the Soviet system for an awful long time, then quietened it down a bit when they found out how many people had slaughtered under the Stalin regime. They all quietened down, but they didn't stop believing in it. And he was also one of the heads of the Pugwash Foundation that came out about world peace. They're always talking about world peace. And this present bunch, too, are always on about world peace will come through a world society under global governance. Now, governance means basically that you will be trained that you're governed, and to wean you off the idea of democracy. We're post-democratic now, and democracy's had its day, apparently. And the Club of Rome, the guys who came up with the scam of global warming, because they were told to find a way to con the public, and they admit it in their own book, The First Global Revolution. I've given the quote so many times from the book, I won't do it again. But they go through all of this as well, the conology techniques and where they're going with it and all the rest of it. So do your homework, do your research, go through the archives of my shows and look up the books I've mentioned for yourself. World peace will come apparently through this new system. And the Club of Rome said too, that the democracy was too cumbersome. They couldn't get done what they wanted to do. So they'd have to train the public, basically, that don't even participate. Just accept you're being ruled and be happy about it. And you know something? They've done that. That's been achieved. Most folk are really quite happy as long as they can play the internet and do their little thing, whatever they're into, play as avatars in some fictional reality, watch their porn or TV, which is the same thing, and go to the pub. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Gall. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. It's amazing, as I say, we live in this double-speak, double-think world, this Orwellian and yet going into a brave new world scenario, where eventually we'll all be cloned if we have good enough genes, and if not, tough cheese. You're down the sewage, I guess, to be recycled into good drinking water. But that's how it's going to go. And we're living through it right now. This generation doesn't have to guess, like I said at the beginning of the show, as what's planned. In the 1800s, many of the church groups, you see, wonder and try to go through revelations and see if it pertained to that day and what, get an idea of what was, how would it happen? How would all this come about, all this evil come about? We're actually living through it all, and people can't recognize it. We're living right through it. All this is it. Into this brave new world where a tiny minority will rule over the rest, live like in a standard of luxury we can't even imagine, with the highest of technology, while the bottom are living like utter peasants in straw huts, if we're lucky. That's eco-friendly, you see, living under straw. And the people right now can't believe it, because it seems it's presented to them in such a way that they cannot believe that anyone would go to this trouble, never mind have the power to go to all this trouble and the means to do so, to fool them. That's why they can't believe it. And we've all been trained, as Lord Bertrand Russell says, we've all been trained to believe in experts. You just pull up an expert, and that's what they have on everything now, an expert. And the expert says, and that's it. It's like God had spoken. The new high priest, you see. And you can't... You can't refute God. Lord Monckton, who did a good job in putting out to the world the real facts of this con of global warming and has had a lot of press, was at the Copenhagen meeting, and an article went out on the 19th of December from the Sonoran Weekly Review, and it said Lord Monckton was assaulted to the point of unconsciousness by the Euro thug police at Copenhagen. And it says, it starts off, is the European police state going global? Well, it is, actually. It says, today the gloves came off, this is from Lord Monckton talking, and the true purpose of the global warming scare became nakedly visible. Hugo Chavez, the socialist president of Venezuela, blamed global warming on capitalism and received a standing ovation from very nearly all of the delegates, lamentably including those from those capitalist nations of the West that are on the far left. That's pretty well all of us, I guess. The whole world's like that now, whether they know it or not. And that means too many of them. Previously, Robert Mugabe, dictator of Rhodesia, who'd refused to leave office when he had been soundly defeated in a recent election, had also won plaudits at the conference for saying that the West ought to pay him plenty of money. He wants plenty of money in reparation of our supposed climate debt. See, Mr. Mugabe is con game savvy, you see. Inside the conference center, world leader after world leader got up and postured about the need to save the planet, the imperative to do a deal, the necessity to save the small island nations from drowning, etc., etc., etc. Even when they're building hotels on them now, because they haven't sunk after 50 years of the same propaganda. And I've read articles on that in the past, too. Outside in the real world, it was snowing. And by the way, it was quite a snow over the weekend. It brought a good part of Europe, France, definitely, to a standstill. And even the trains that go under the channel through the tunnel were all conking out, just packing in, because they're not used to snow. And Britain had all their aircraft grounded as well. And so did some of the other countries because of this massive blizzard they had and freeze-up because of global warming, you see. So it says, outside the real world, it was snowing and a foretaste of the brave new world being cooked up by world leaders in their fantasy land was already evident. Some 20,000 observers from non-governmental organizations, now that's the new Soviet, that's the definition of the new Soviet, because Soviet means ruled by councils. And in the Soviet system, the Politburo appointed the leaders of the non-governmental organizations, and there was one for every area of life and every work group as well. Here, they're run by the foundations that are run by the big bankers and international corporations that own the finances of the planet. That's how they bypassed the so-called democracy. Now they have them on board. They get appointed to government panels as advisors. See, we are Sovietized. It says, however, without warning, the United Nations had capriciously decided that all but 300 of these groups were to be excluded from the conference today, and all but 90 would be excluded on the final day. That's what they do at the United Nations because they're so democratic. You see, they want the whole world to know most of the spin, but only the real hardened leaders are in the final day of where they've been, where they're going, and all the rest of it. So, of course, this being the inept United Nations, no one had bothered to notify those of the non-governmental organizations that were not true believers in the UN's camp. So Senator Steve Fielding of Australia and I turned up with a few dozen other delegates to be left standing in the cold for a couple of hours while the UN laboriously worked out what to do with us. By the way, these greenie organizations and groups, these NGOs, also get your tax money funded by your government as well. You're truly Sovietized. In the end, they decided to turn us away, which they did with an ill grace and a bad-tempered manner. As soon as the decision was final, the Danish police moved in. One of them began the now familiar technique of manhandling me, this is Lord Monckton, in the same fashion as one of his colleagues had done the previous day. Once again, conscious that a police helicopter with a high-resolution camera was hovering overhead, I thrust my hands into my pockets in accordance with the St. John's Ambulance crowd control training, looked my assailant in the eye and told him quietly but firmly to take his hands off me. He complied, but then had another go. I told him a second time, and he let me go. But then when he turned, after I turned my back, he gave me a mighty shove that flung me to the ground and knocked me out. I came to, I regained consciousness sometime later, not assuredly how long, to find my head being cradled by friends, some of whom were doing their best to keep the police thugs at bay while the volunteer ambulance men attended to me. And then he goes through what happened and so on and so on. And then he talks about, he's going to really bring this to the top to get some justice done on this particular kind of instance. And he has the power to do it. Most folk don't have the power to get any comeback revenge, as I would call it, because revenge is a natural human thing, and we do have that capacity in us. And if we fail to use it, then the thugs just get more and more aggressive. You would have revenge. So he'll do it through the only means you have right now, which is the soft law system, the legal law system. And it's amazing, too, I keep talking about Britain being the flagship, and that's what they call it for this New World Order, because the whole world order, including the United Nations system, was to be modeled on the British Empire. You already had Britain with all of its colonies under control. That was to be the nucleus that everything was to be built on for a new world order into a global system. Therefore, everything is spearheaded through Britain. And Britain really is the test, the premier test group for trying new things on the public in this new world of socialism and compliance. It says here, The Times, December 21st, 2009, Gordon Brown, now listen, this is how they put things out now in Britain. Gordon Brown calls for a new group to police global environmental issues, a global police force. A new global body dedicated to environmental stewardship, I love how they put it, stewardship, is needed to prevent a repeat of the deadlock which undermined the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit. Now here's what it says. Gordon Brown will say tomorrow. He hasn't said it yet. See, Gordon Brown is just a Fabian, and he's not a very good actor, but he's an actor nonetheless. And so the guys who write the script for him simply hand the script to the press and they publish it before Mr. Brown goes through it. He will go through it tomorrow, and he'll say all the things I'm going to say here because he's reading the same script, but he'll pause here and there for effect and maybe stare down his nose at the audience once in a while for more effect in drama. But it's the same script. This is how farcical it all is now. Why not do away with the prime ministers and presidents and just get the guys that write the scripts to come out, which saves some cash? It says here, the UN's consensual method of negotiation, which requires all 192 countries to reach agreement, needs to be reformed to ensure that the will of the majority prevails, he feels. The Prime Minister will say, there you are again, will say, never again should we face the deadlock that threatened to pull down those talks, and he'd wish he had this voice to speak with. Never again should we let a global deal to move towards a greener future be held to ransom by only a handful of countries. One of the frustrations for me was a lack of a global body with the sole responsibility for environmental stewardship. So they're going to plunder and steal the planet from you and everything you have because they're now taking care of it for you. See, that's called theft. They're calling it stewardship. Beautiful terminology, isn't it? It confuses most folk, and they go along with it. He says, I believe in 2010 we will need to look at reforming our international institutions to meet the common challenges we face as a global community. It's amazing, too, that people even bother voting, isn't it? When they get up there, I speak for all Britons, and I speak, and suddenly, once they're in, here he is speaking for a global community. Folks still don't get it, do they? And then he goes through the lie. The summit failed to produce a political agreement amongst all the countries. Utter rubbish. You see, the whole Copenhagen thing was a done deal. This was a formality we went through, this show. And all they agreed to is the most important thing of all. They basically agree in every other treaty that Copenhagen, the next Copenhagen treaty, brings up. That's how they did it with Kyoto. Get it on the table first, agree to all the stuff to come. And that's it. They don't have to ratify it. It's all just rammed right through. The public are out of the loop here. We're not even in the picture. We're not even consulted. What's this got to do with national governments and election time? Nothing. Zilch. What's it got to do with every one of us across the planet? Everything. And yet we're bypassed completely. Boy, boy, I tell you. Every tyrant in history would salivate to the technique that's used today. It says, delegates instead passed a motion on Saturday taking notes of an accord drawn up on the night before by five countries, US, China, India, Brazil, and South Africa. Despite being the first world leader to join the summit, Mr. Brown was excluded from the key meeting where the compromise was decided. Well, if he could lick enough boots, he'd be up higher and he'd get in the bigger meeting. If he continues to sell out his own country at this rate, they might eventually let him up there if he's very, very lucky. Ed Miliband, the climate change secretary, this is the guy who's more important than the prime minister, Lord Miliband, who's got relatives all through the ex-Soviet Union, by the way. Here he's running Britain. He said he ran Britain when Brown was on a holiday from Rothschild's swimming pool in France. That was in the papers. That's the height of arrogance that these guys, the real leaders, are at today, Ed Miliband. The climate change secretary, he's definitely a change agent, admitted today that the results of the Copenhagen conference were disappointing because of the absence of agreement on emissions targets or a deadline for turning the accord into a legally binding treaty. Mr. Miliband pointed the finger of blame at China for resisting a legal agreement and its rejection of a proposal for 50% cut in global greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Efforts to give legal force to the commitments of the Copenhagen Accord came up against impossible resistance from a small number of developing countries, including China. How can they call them developing countries? China, apart from being the manufacturer of the planet for everything that we need today, created through GATT, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, where we all agreed, not we didn't actually, all the countries gave all their industry to China because of the cheap labor. The West trained their engineers for 30 years before they even had the factories to put them in. Lots of them came to Canada to be trained here and the States and Britain and elsewhere because this was planned back in the 30s. How can you call it a third world country, developing nations, when it holds all of the debt of the U.S. Huh? Isn't it the other way around that the U.S. is now going into the developing or post-developed nations? We're on the way down. But again, terminology is meant to confuse you. It works with most folk. Challenged over accusations that the agreement reached in Copenhagen failed to protect poor people in developing countries, Mr. Miliband, who really cares, of course, said, the eventual outcome was disappointing, but the idea that walking away from the agreement would have been better for people facing climate change is frankly ridiculous. I think we can protect them and help those people's lives and indeed protect them from climate change through this agreement. The third world is going to be demolished even more with this lot here because they're all out for depopulation of the third worlds. Maybe Mr. Mugabe and all these boys will take their big payoffs and eventually, as it's all going under, they'll skip off to some nice hot country, like Idi Amin did with the protection of the British government after looting his own country and slaughtering thousands. It's all rigged, and all their leaders are rigged too across the world. And here you go. The fact is that we have got to fast start finance of $10 billion a year flowing as a result of this agreement. He said it was important that countries had agreed for the need to make emission cuts, even though they'd failed to commit to specific targets. Now, they're already floating figures like 100 million, 100 billion, I should say. This is to go ultimately through the Rothschild Bank in Switzerland, their private one. I've read the article from Rothschild himself talking about it. And then it's supposed to start to not quite flow, a smaller, more like a dribble. It will dribble from Rothschild's bank. It will flow to his bank and dribble out of his bank. And a good chunk gets to the United Nations because they want global taxation so they can rise up to their phoenix-like status of ruling the world. And for the poor countries, it doesn't dribble, you get the occasional drip. You know, that's what it's all about. It's all conology, isn't it? And we're all living through it. And here they are. Future historians will have a gleeful time going through this whole deal at Copenhagen. When they're snowed in, there's a blizzard there, and everything in Europe comes to a standstill because everything's freezing. Even the trains all came to a standstill. Utter farce, isn't it? But mind you, farce will win out in the end if you keep repeating the lies often enough. And there's no end to that. No end to that. They have whole think tanks coming up with next year's lies. They're probably them all written already. Boy, oh boy, they want us to die off quicker. Videos may aid end-of-life care decisions. This is a new Obama system coming in. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. Submarine Service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. I should mention here that Miliband is not a lord yet. He will eventually get his lordship. It was the other one, Mendelssohn, that's got the lordship now, the one who run Britain from the swimming pool, according to the British newspapers, while Brown was off on holiday. Which, why bother have Parliament anymore? I mean, just have a swimming pool. That's all you need. It'd be cheaper, too. You keep one guy going in a swimming pool that's heated than a whole parliament of yes-men. Mind you, they're friends. They've got a lot more in common than just where they stand on things. This article here, as I say, is videos may aid end-of-life care decisions. Thursday, December 17th, 2009. It's from Reuters. And it's from the health page. It says, New York, it says, videos that depict different options for end-of-life care may help terminally ill cancer patients decide on what they want. A new study suggests, I love how they word stuff, everything suggests things now. And it goes through this, the research says that only a minority of cancer patients complete documents on advanced care planning, and that even when doctors and patients have discussions on end-of-life care, I wonder if they really do. I mean, generally they don't. It depends who you are, doesn't it? If you're somebody or nobody. It says, poor communication and patients' lack of medical knowledge remain significant obstacles. And then it goes through the study where they showed them videos on how to choose, basically. That's the idea. So it's called a supplemental video to end-of-life discussion. It says it helps surmount some of these barriers, said Volandes, Harvard Medical School, and Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. So they had a study, and they assigned 50 patients with malignant glioma, a form of brain cancer with typically poor prognosis, to one of two groups. Patients in one group were given only verbal descriptions of their options for care once the cancer had become very advanced, while those in the other group also watched a video. This is right along the lines of the RAND document I have here that they did for the U.S. government to see where they cut all healthcare down to the bare bones. So that's like Britain, because the U.N. says you'll get the most minimal healthcare across the world. Well, here we go. So the video depicted images of three general choices for end-of-life care. One was life-prolonging care, which aims to extend patients' lives at all costs. For that's for the very wealthy. Depending on your status in the community, are you necessary to the society? I'm adding what not telling you here. Including giving cardiopulmonary resuscitation for cardiac arrest and using medical ventilators when patients can no longer breathe on their own. The second, the medium option, was basic medical care, which includes antibiotics to treat infections and hospitalization if needed, but no extraordinary measures to save the patient's life. The third option, which of course is a cheaper option, is comfort care. Sounds good, comfort, you see, where patients are given pain medication, supplemental oxygen, and other measures to make them comfortable in their last days. It means to change your linen. This is usually outside of a hospital and often at home. So they're going into this new system, getting the public trained to a new system of exiting the world. It all sounds rather wonderful. Comfort care. Comfort sounds nice. It's a nice fuzzy word. It's like the word social. Social in itself is nice, but then you say socialism, and ism means doctrine. And of course you say, well, I didn't know it was a doctrine to social. You see? Or communism and all that kind of ism stuff. Well, that's it from Hamish and myself in Ontario, Canada, where it's about 12 to 15 below freezing. From Hamish and myself in Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.